USA Radio News.
House Republican leaders are at the White House meeting with President Trump regarding a short-term spending bill. A bill did pass the Senate late Wednesday, but President Trump and others, including Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina, are not fans of this bill because it has no border security funding in it.
We're going to fight now. When are we going to fight? Are we suggesting that when the Democrats have control in February that somehow our position is going to improve? There's no one at the West Wing that believes that. There's no one on Main Street that believes that. And quite frankly, now is the time to fight.
Getting ready to travel for Christmas? Well, you're not alone, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
AAA says more than a third of Americans will be traveling for the holidays. They're anticipating a record-breaking 112.5 million travelers to take to the runways, roads, and rails between now and the 1st of January.
This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced that the United States will move forward with plans to make migrants wait in Mexico as their asylum cases processed. Mexico has agreed to this plan. Christmas is one of the most popular holidays in the United States and also one of the most expensive, as Americans are projected to spend up to $720 billion over the holiday season. WalletHub did a study where they talked about the best places for Christmas celebrations. WalletHub analyst Joe Gonzalez on some of the best places for Christmas celebrations.
They really are all over the place. A lot of the major cities near the top of the list. Dallas came in at number 10, then even more west, Seattle at 9, Chicago 8, Los Angeles at 7, and San Francisco at 6. So you can already see the West Coast is doing pretty well here. And then bringing it back to the East Coast for most of the top 5, Pittsburgh ranked number 5, then Atlanta at 4, New York City at 3, Las Vegas at 2, and number 1 was Orlando.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There can be a lot of misconceptions regarding a partial government shutdown as far as what will happen. Well, Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She joins Fox News and begins by talking about Social Security and a partial government shutdown.
Right, well, Social Security, of course, is one of those programs that is on autopilot. What we're dealing with when we look at a government shutdown is government spending that needs to be renewed every single year. Social Security isn't one of those things, so those checks continue to go out the door, regardless of whether or not Congress has gotten that together.
And regarding other government programs, Dupler says?
Congress should be applauded for that. They don't generally get their act together in time for the September 30th deadline. 75% of the government is already funded. So today, we're looking at 25% of those agencies, of the spending for those agencies that hasn't gotten through Congress yet.
So Dupler also deals with the myth that government employees won't be paid.
Well, again, because we're dealing with only 25% of the government, we're only dealing with 25% of federal employees. So that's about 800,000 employees. Of those, 350,000 are the ones who are non-essential. So they're the folks who could be furloughed. But of course, with every modern government shutdown, they have had back pay once we've reopened the government anytime there's a government shutdown.
Furloughed to get the money down the road.
And finally, Dupler addresses if all those national parks and monuments would be shut down.
Yeah, well, the last government shutdown under Obama, I went running on the National Mall, and I saw barricades that had been set up saying this park is closed. Well, I saw a number of World War II veterans who wanted to see the World War II Memorial. They simply walked around the barriers and were able to get just in. So if parks are closed, that is the extent of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.